The Spy Who Clutched a Playing Card. Edward D. Hawke. Although he wrote a few slim novels, including The Shattered Raven, 1969, The Transvection Machine, 1971, and The Fellowship of the Hand, 1973, all largely forgotten today, Edward Dettinger Hawke, 1930-2008, was a rare exception to the accepted wisdom that it is virtually impossible to earn a living writing short stories exclusively. He produced about 900 stories in his career, approximately half of them published in Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine beginning in 1962. In May 1973, Hawke started a remarkable run of publishing at least one story in every issue of EQMM until his death, and beyond, as he had already delivered additional stories. Readers have never been able to decide which of Hawke's series characters was their favorite, as he created numerous protagonists, including the bizarre Simon Ark, who claims to be 2,000 years old and was the central character of his first published story, Village of the Dead, 1955. Nick Velvet, the thief who steals only such innately worthless objects as the water in a swimming pool and the dust from an otherwise empty room. The first Velvet story was The Theft of the Clouded Tiger, 1966, and Dr. Sam Hawthorne, who specializes in solving locked room and other impossible crimes, and made his first appearance in 1974 in The Problem of the Covered Bridge. Hawke also produced stories pseudonymously as Stephen Dettinger, Pat McMahon, Mr. X, and R.L. Stevens. He also ghost-wrote an Ellery Queen novel, The Blue Movie Murders, 1972. Among Hawke's creations that appeared most prolifically was Jeffrey Rand, the double C-man, whose genius as a counter-espionage agent specializing in codes and ciphers elevated him to be the head of the Department of Concealed Communications, a division of British intelligence. During the course of the series, he resigns to work as a freelancer. The Spy Who Clutched a Playing Card was originally published in the February 1968 issue of Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine.